Title: Call and Response Filter Motion for Jungle Rollers Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're making one of the simplest things that instantly makes a jungle roller feel alive: call and response filter motion. The idea is super musical. One element speaks first. That's the call. Then another element answers. That's the response. And we're not doing it with more notes or a bunch of extra sounds. We're doing it with filter automation in Ableton Live, using stock devices, in a way you can repeat on any track you make. By the end, you'll have an 8-bar roller, where the bass opens up to create momentum, and a stab or a top layer answers with a different kind of filter move. It'll feel like a conversation, not like two sounds fighting for attention. Let's set up the project first. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174 BPM. I'll aim at 170, because that's a sweet spot for a lot of jungle and drum and bass rollers. Now go to Arrangement View. Automation is just easier to see and shape here, especially as a beginner. Make an 8-bar loop region. Drop in a basic roller drum pattern. Keep it simple. Put your snare on 2 and 4. That's home base. For the kick, a classic roller move is kick on 1, and then another kick on the end of 2. You can adjust later, but that'll get you that forward lean. Then add closed hats on 8th notes, or shuffled 16ths if you want more urgency. If you want, you can layer a break, like an Amen-ish vibe, but don't overcomplicate it yet. We're here to learn motion, not get lost slicing breaks. Now we build the collar, the bass. Create a new MIDI track and name it Bass. Load Waveatable or Operator if you prefer. For Waveatable, keep it classic, a saw works great. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount low so it stays tight. We're going for rolling pressure, not a huge super saw. After the synth, drop an auto filter. Set it to a low pass, 24 dB slope. This is the main tool for our call. Set the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to start. Don't stress about the exact number. It depends on your patch. Add a little resonance, like 10 to 25%, just enough to give it a speaking tone without whistling. If you see a drive control, add a small amount, maybe 2 to 6 dB for edge. Now write a simple bass line. Really simple. Think 1 bar, repeated, mostly 8th notes, with maybe a tiny 16th pickup here and there. The point is, the notes are the rhythm, but the automation is the personality. And as a quick make it sit in a mix move, add a saturator after the filter. Soft clip on, drive around 2 to 6 dB. Then a utility after that, just so you can control gain cleanly and keep your low-end mono later, if needed. Cool, that's the caller. Now we need a responder. Create another MIDI track and call it Stab. This can be a chord stab synth, a sample in Simpler, or even a hat loop or ride layer. For a beginner-friendly classic jungle thing, let's do a chord stab. Load Analog or Waveatable or use a sample stab. Then add auto filter, but here's the contrast. Do not use the same filter type as the bass. If the bass is low pass opening, the responder often works better as band pass or high pass motion. So set the stab auto filter to band pass or high pass 12 dB. If you choose band pass, aim the frequency somewhere around 800 Hz to 2.5 kHz. Add resonance, like 15 to 35% for character, but keep an ear out for harshness. Now write stab hits in the gaps. Offbeats are your best friend. A really common move is a stab on the end of 2, and maybe another on the end of 4. Or do a tiny riff every 2 bars. The key is that the stab shouldn't land like it's trying to be the snare. It should feel like a reply in the space. Now let's plan the phrasing, because this is where it stops being random automation and starts being jungle. Jungle and DNB breathe in 2-bar and 4-bar chunks. Here's a simple structure that works almost every time. Bars 1 to 2, bass does the call, opening up. Bars 3 to 4, stab responds with its own filter move. Bars 5 to 8, repeat that idea with small variation. You want the listener to feel. Bass speaks, stab answers, repeat. That's the whole lesson. Now let's automate. Press A to show automation lanes in arrangement. Go to the bass track. Choose auto filter frequency for automation. This is the call brightness. Over bars 1 and 2, draw a gentle ramp. Start around 140 Hz and end somewhere like 600 to 1200 Hz. Stop before the bass gets thin and annoying. You're opening the character, not deleting the low end. And here's a big teacher tip. Don't just draw one straight line and call it a day. Rollers like controlled movement. Try a question mark shape over those 2 bars. Open a bit, then a slight close, then a bigger open right at the end of bar 2. It feels like a wind up, like the bass is leaning forward into the next phrase. Now, protect your snare. A classic mistake is opening the bass right on beats 2 and 4 so it masks the snare crack. Instead of only doing tiny dips, make little automation pockets. Pull the cutoff down slightly for a short window, like a 16th note to an 8th note, right before and on beat 2, and right before and on beat 4. That gives the snare a consistent lane to punch through. Also, match the automation to the note length. If your bass notes are short and punchy, a perfectly smooth 2-bar curve can feel disconnected. So do this, keep the overall ramp, but add a few small stair steps on note changes. It's fast. Just add a couple of points so the curve clicks into the rhythm. Optional but effective, automate resonance slightly upward near your cutoff peak, like 15% up to 25%. That talking quality is very jungle. Now the response automation. On the stab track, automate its auto-filter frequency, but do it after the bass call. So set the main stab response over bars 3 and 4. If you're on bandpass, you could start around 900 Hz and sweep up to about 2.2 kHz. Keep it a little snappier than the bass, because call and response is about contrast, not both doing the same gesture. If you're using high pass instead, here's a cool alternative. Start the high pass higher, like 400 Hz, and drop it toward 160 Hz so it lands heavier. That can feel like the stab is stepping forward after the bass speaks. And remember the rule of thumb. If the bass is doing a big move, keep the stab move shorter and more pointed. Half a bar to one bar can be plenty. Or flip it. Just don't have both doing huge 2-bar sweeps at the same time, or your ear stops hearing a conversation. Now let's make the automation groove. Set your grid to 8th notes for the big moves, and 16th notes for little inflections. Place key points around the stuff that matters, around beats 2 and 4, because of the snare. Right at bar transitions, like bar 2 to 3 and bar 4 to 5, because that's where phrasing becomes obvious. And the last 16th of a bar is a great spot for a tiny tension move, like a quick little push upward right before a new phrase. Another workflow tip. Copy and paste your automation shapes. Jungle loves repetition with variation. So copy the bass call from bars 1 to 2 and paste it to bars 5 to 6. Then make just one change. Maybe the peak cutoff is slightly higher, or the peak happens slightly later. One change per phrase feels intentional and pro. Now, level compensation. This matters more than people think. As your filter opens, the sound often feels louder and more aggressive, even if the meter doesn't jump that much. If your loop starts randomly shouting, it's usually this. Quick fix. Put a utility after your bass chain and automate utility gain inversely. As the filter opens, pull the gain down maybe 1 to 3 dB. Subtle. You're not ducking it like sidechain. You're just keeping the energy consistent so the groove stays controlled. And if you start stacking multiple automations, like frequency plus resonance plus utility gain, use show automation in new lane so you don't accidentally edit the wrong thing. Clean lanes make clean decisions. Now let's do the beginner power move. Macros. This is where your loop becomes performable. Group devices on the bass track, or put your bass effects into an audio effect rack. Do the same on the stab track. Map the bass auto filter frequency to a macro called call brightness. Map the stab auto filter frequency to a macro called response tone. If you want to get fancy in a really useful way, do a one knob cross conversation. Map both to a single macro called conversation, but in opposite directions. So when the macro goes up, the bass opens brighter while the stab becomes thinner or more nasal, depending on how you map it. That way one automation lane literally hands energy from one element to the other. Now let's lock the 8-bar arrangement so it feels like a real roller. Bars 1 to 2, bass call opens. Stabs are minimal, maybe just a couple hits, not a big sweep. Bars 3 to 4, bass holds steady or slightly relaxes. Stab does the response sweep. Bars 5 to 6, repeat, but make it a touch bigger. Slightly higher cutoff peak, or a slightly more pronounced resonance. Bars 7 to 8, pull back, close the filters a bit so it breathes, and then do the jungle psychology tease, right at the end of bar 8, do a quick one beat open, not a full reset, just a flash of brightness that makes the listener feel like the next phrase is about to hit. Now a quick set of common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If your automation is too fast and constant, it starts feeling trancy. Roller is like restraint. Let the groove do the work. If your snare loses impact, make bigger automation pockets around 2 and 4, not just tiny dips. If resonance starts ringing, especially around 2 to 4 kHz, keep that peak moving quickly or reduce resonance. Talking is good, whistling is not. If everything moves all the time, nothing feels like a response. Leave space so the reply is obvious. And keep an eye on gain staging. Filters change loudness. Use utility to trim. Before we wrap, Here are two pro-flavored tips that still work great for beginners. First, keep the sub stable while the mid talks. Duplicate your bass. Make one track sub, low pass it around 80 to 120 Hz, mono, no filter automation. Make the other mid, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz and do all the fun filter motion there. Now your foundation stays steady while the character moves. Second, saturate after the filter. Filter sweep into saturator makes the harmonics wake up as the cutoff opens. That's where the menace and excitement comes from without needing extreme cutoff values. Now, a quick 15-minute practice you can do right after this lesson. Make a 4-bar loop at 170 BPM. On bass, low pass automation, bar 1 mostly closed, like 150 to 250 Hz. Bar 2 opens up to around 900 Hz. On stab, keep it muted or static for bars 1 and 2. Then bar 3, quick band pass sweep up, like 900 Hz to 2K. Bar 4, sweep down a bit, like 2K to 1.1K. Then duplicate it to 8 bars and change only one thing. In bar 8, add a quick 1 beat open to tease the next phrase. Bounce a quick export and listen away from the screen. Ask yourself, does it feel like a conversation, or like two people talking over each other? If it's a conversation, you nailed it. Recap, so you can remember this next time without thinking. Call and response filter motion is intentional phrasing using automation. Bass usually calls with low pass opening. Sabs or tops respond with band pass or high pass movement. Think in 2-bar and 4-bar phrases. Protect the snare with automation pockets around 2 and 4. And for control, use macros or even one macro in opposite directions for a true handoff. If you tell me what your responder is, chord stab, hat loop, or break layer, I can suggest a specific reply rhythm and a filter range that fits it perfectly.